This news update is being brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. A Huron County man is facing multiple felony charges following an early morning pursuit that ended in Ubley. Just after 2 a.m. on Wednesday, Huron County Sheriff's Deputy Alex Jobes observed an SUV failed to stop at an intersection at M142 and M19 in Verona Township. Traveling about 55 miles per hour through the intersection, he speeded past the officer. After stopping the vehicle on M19 near Thompson Road, the driver initially pulled over but sped away as the deputy returned to his patrol vehicle. Authorities say the pursuit reached speeds of approximately 90 miles per hour before the SUV stopped at a residence in Ubley. The driver then attempted to run but was quickly taken into custody without further incident. Investigators later determined the suspect had multiple previous drunk driving convictions and was driving on a revoked license. He was lodged in the Huron County Jail on preliminary charges of felony fleeing and eluding, operating while intoxicated, and driving while license revoked. The sheriff's office says additional or enhanced charges may be sought following review by the prosecutor's office. And business owners in downtown and Old Town Saginaw have a new opportunity to improve the appearance of their properties. The Saginaw Downtown Development Authority has set aside $70,000 for its facade improvement grant program, offering financial assistance for exterior upgrades to commercial buildings within the DDA district. Eligible projects include improvements such as masonry repairs, tuck pointing, new signage, landscaping, and other enhancements to a building's street-facing exterior. Applications are reviewed by a DDA committee before being forwarded to the full board for approval. DDA officials say grant awards have typically ranged from a few thousand dollars up to about $10,000, depending on scope of the project. The authority says interest in the program has already been strong and is encouraging eligible property owners to contact the DDA to discuss project eligibility and submit applications. And Michigan is investing $1.5 million to launch 5 projects aimed at expanding innovation and economic growth across the Great Lakes maritime industry. The funding announced by the Michigan Office of Future Mobility and Electrification is expected to attract another $2 million in private investment, bringing the total value of the projects to $3.5 million. The selected initiatives include Blue Tech Business Development in downtown Detroit, an electric research vessel and startup hub in Traverse City, Michigan's first autonomous maritime testing corridor in southeast Michigan, and Alpena, a search and rescue technology project for the Lake Superior base in Houghton, an expanded workforce training for maritime manufacturing and welding through the Industrial Arts Institute. State officials say this grant support Michigan newly adopted 10-year maritime strategy, which focuses on strengthening ports, expanding clean energy technologies, improving transportation and supply chains, encouraging research and innovation, and preparing workers for careers in the state's growing maritime economy. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor, Sanilac Medical Care Facility.
Are you searching for the perfect place where your loved ones can receive not only care, but genuine attention? The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is more than just a place. It's a welcoming home for your loved ones to receive the highest quality of care and the best quality of life with both short-term and long-term care available. This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we go beyond standard care. We have on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a welcoming home that offers comprehensive care all under one roof. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or give us a call at 810-648-3017 to learn more about how the Sanilac Medical Care Facility can serve the needs of your loved ones. Your loved ones deserve the best.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.